Cases of the coronavirus continue to rise, but at a slower rate. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports that the number of confirmed cases exceeds 71,000 and the death toll beyond 1,800.
A study from the Chinese health officials warns, although cases seem to have been declining since February 1st, that could change as people return to work and school after the Lunar New Year holidays. The United States evacuated 338 American passengers off the Diamond Princess cruise ship quarantined at port near Tokyo. Most of them were placed in 14-day quarantine at military bases in California and Texas. I'm Mike Gross.
Dr. Mike Wadman of University of Nebraska Medical Center says that he assessed 13 patients. He says the center is equipped to care for them.
They're being transported here because of the testing that occurred at the point before departure in Japan. And so we're deemed to be higher risk and transported here for our level of expertise.
And the head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said that the Chinese data appears to indicate a decline in new cases. However, he said the trend must be interpreted very cautiously. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says that the city of Aleppo, the economic center of Aleppo province, will return stronger than ever after Syrian forces retook complete control from rebel fighters. In a rare televised address Monday, Assad said that the military will not give up until it achieves total victory sooner or later. He also said the fight to liberate all of Aleppo along with neighboring rebel-controlled Idlib province will continue. This is despite the empty noise from the north. That is a reference to Turkey, which borders both provinces and has backed the rebels. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A suicide blast Monday ripped through a crowd in southwestern Pakistan, killing at least 8 people, injuring around 20 others. At least 3 security personnel were among those killed. South Africa's final apartheid president, F.W. de Klerk, has found himself in the crosshairs of the powerful African National Congress and many others, since he said he did not believe the racist system was a crime against humanity. VOA's Anita Powell has more from Johannesburg.
South African political leaders are heaping criticism on former President F.W. de Klerk, who shared the 1993 Nobel Peace Prize with Nelson Mandela for their role in ending the apartheid regime that treated the nation's black majority as second-class citizens. 45% of today's South Africans were not yet born when apartheid ended. But the wounds still run deep, as seen in de Klerk's heated exchange with Manalisi Dubase, a reporter for the state broadcaster.
Genocide is a crime. Apartheid cannot be, that's why I'm saying this, cannot be, for instance, compared with genocide. There was never genocide.
These comments have provoked widespread outrage in South Africa. Last week, parliamentarians from the Economic Freedom Fighters Party protested de Klerk's presence during the president's annual speech. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The wealthiest person in the world is pledging billions of dollars in the fight against climate change, AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos promises $10 billion of his own money to fund grants for research, activism, and nonprofits involved in combating climate change. In an Instagram, Bezos writes that the funding will both amplify known ways and explore new ways to fight the devastating impact of climate change. Bezos' online retailer has its own enormous carbon footprint, using fossil fuel to power the planes, trucks, and vans used to deliver billions of packages around the world. Last year, Amazon pledged to have 100% of its energy use come from renewable energy in the next 10 years. I'm Tim McGuire.
Officials in the southern U.S. state of Mississippi said that floodwaters appeared to be hitting their peak Monday in Jackson, offering hope that the high water will begin receding and allow evacuated residents to return home. The Mississippi state governor, Tate Reeves, warned residents not to rush back home until officials can be sure that it is, in fact, safe. The Pearl River reached its highest level in Jackson in 37 years and 11.2 meters after heavy rains last week. Those rains forced authorities to release water from overflowing reservoirs, further flooding low-lying areas. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.